We're here to celebrate education. Education and freedom. The freedom to educate our children. Yesterday, June 23rd, 2016, something quite unusual happened. In the court, Britain voted to leave the European Union. Britain has taken a gigantic step towards reinstating its sovereignty over its own country and economy. The amazing thing about this feat was that it was done without one shot, relatively speaking, being fired. It's an amazing event that took place right now as we are watching this historical act. The European Union, of course, to foster economic cooperation with the help of central banks, of course, combining all of its currency into one, the euro. Now Britain has set forth its desire to be free from the constraints and problems of this system. It's a major mark in towards freedom. Once again, this small island has made its stand for liberty. If you've studied the history of Britain, you know they have made many stands throughout the centuries for liberty. The question is, what will be the outcome? And we're not always sure of that. We really don't know. We know one thing, that much of that outcome will depend on how this liberty will be used. Liberty to fulfill one's responsibilities for good produces much good. But liberty without responsibility leads only to greater tyranny. History will unfold the full impact verdict, but for this moment, we can say it was a step for freedom. If I could summarize the virtue of the modern homeschool movement, which began in the U.S. and is quickly spreading across the world, that word would be liberty. Liberty. You students have received the benefits of this liberty. This evening, I want to talk about three stages of liberty or freedom. The first stage of liberty is its early. In the early stages, there's always a tremendous struggle, and it's the struggle to break free. So we know Britain now has declared this, but it's going to be a lot of stuff that has to take place. It doesn't just happen. They made a decision, they have won that vote, but now what? Now there's a series of steps and processes and events that will take place. And how those events unfold will have a large impact in determining the success or failure of this liberty that was given. So it seems to be the course of anyone who is given liberty to break away. You see this in the homeschool movement. The idea of school in the home versus home education. You see this as, you know, many parents who have been given liberty to educate their children for the first time in over 100 years, which is a major, major step forward when you consider all of the tyrannical actions that have gone on and all the sinful deception that takes place in our culture. In the midst of all of this, we have been given one of the greatest liberties, and that is, by God's grace, we have the freedom to train up children in our home, which is the context that God places them. But as you see, there's many who will struggle with bringing the school, the values, the model of education that as parents we received, and bringing that model into the home. So let me ask you, when you bring the model that was created to foster slavery and dependency on the system and to dumbing down and the breaking of relationships and the working against covenantal relationships, the working against the family and the community, the age of segregation, when you take that and you bring that into the home, is that a consistent approach to liberty and freedom? We say not at all. But yet, has that not been the struggle of the homeschool community at large, being given the freedom but still struggling to break away out of those, out of that paradigm, school in the home versus home education. And along with that, the struggle between fearing man and fearing God, which ultimately is the foundation of liberty. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the fear of the Lord that brings liberty. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." That comes about by fearing God, by worshiping Jesus Christ and Him alone, by seeing His law word as the foundation, as the fountainhead for liberty, for truth. And the struggle there is to fear God and God alone and not fear man and not consider what man thinks is better and best and what man thinks is to be the best way to bring about education and all these different things that is devoid of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's always that dichotomy. It's always that purpose that we must come out from among them and be separate and build our life on Scripture alone. Certainly, home education, battleground. Education is always a battleground for that. What is the basis of wisdom and knowledge and truth? So the early stages of freedom is between the fear of the Lord and the fear of man. School in the home versus home education. Will we break free from that struggle? And I would suggest that's one stage that the homeschooling movement community is working through. If you pass that one, if you don't pass that one, what good is it, right? What good is it? You're just going back to slavery. If you pass that one, which again, we have liberty to pass, and liberty begets liberty, right? The more liberty you want, the more liberty you receive in God's economy by His grace. The next step or the next phase would be liberty in growing through the struggles of having a lack of resources, the struggles of having a lack of finances, the struggles of having a lack of preparedness or leadership, and all of the things that go along with that. In other words, as you mark out as the pilgrims did, and we say we're going to build our education system on the fear of the Lord and the fear of the Lord alone. Okay, now, who here is going to help us do that? And no one else has done that very much. And so it's kind of like, okay. And so we have the Bible, and that's a very big helpful, I mean, it is the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. But it's helpful to have models, isn't it? It's helpful to have people that can help disciple you and guide you into that. It's helpful to have leadership. And so we find leadership from books from the past, and we can go back and find books of how our forefathers did this. But we have a conflicting paradigm. We have a conflicting experiences. And so this next stage is a serious stage, because we look around and we see there's a lack of resources of fiddle and also of the other capital as well. It's like the Revolutionary War, an army of farmers versus an army of soldiers. It's like just not having everything prepared like we want it to be. But we have the freedom. We have the ability to obey God. And I see us in that phase. I see us in that phase of embracing liberty, embracing a biblical paradigm, embracing the fear of the Lord as the starting point, the ground for all wisdom and knowledge, but lacking some of the resources, some of the leadership, we're trying to, along with this, establish the multi-generational family. Well, not many of us have been involved in multi-generational families. And like, okay, it's an idea, it's a scripture, it's a conviction, it's a theology, it's a vision. But the walking of that out takes a tremendous amount of practical wisdom and character and patience and understanding. And so this phase is a critical phase, and all freedom loving people, as they embark on the journey of from slavery to liberty, must go through this phase of working through, building bridges, walking over, getting through the lack of resources. But one of the greatest things you find that you gain is humility. Humility is one of the greatest possessions, because it's it's not a whole lot to be proud of sometimes when you're sitting there and just things aren't working and it's just kind of, you know, here's a broken world and you're trying to fix a broken world, but you find out, you realize just how broken things are, you realize how broken you are, and the concern is that, my goodness, I don't want to just end up breaking my children worse than they're already broken. And so what this helps us to do is to cry out to God. God, have mercy on us. It helps us to see a greater foundation. Let this word be in your heart. Let this word be in your heart and teach it when you get up, when you walk by the way. Teach it diligently to your children. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so the removing of, in one sense, the distractions can help see the importance of the project, of the purpose, of the foundation. And so there's a sweetness there, along with some of the difficulties and the challenges. So my encouragement is to embrace the difficulties and the challenges and stand fast in liberty. For the next generation, I want you to know that the difficulties and the pressure that you get, part of the cost of gaining freedom. Freedom always has a cost. Freedom always carries with it a responsibility. And part of the brokenness or even the dysfunction that you see as we try to embark out on this path of liberty is the cost of freedom. Unfortunately, many, many home-educated children who go through this, they see the struggle, but they lose sight of the liberty. And they become disheartened by that. They see the struggle, but they don't understand the greater vision. They don't understand the greater cause. They don't understand where we've come from. They don't understand the struggle that we had to, as parents, the struggle that we have just to be able to put the two things together and walk in this pattern in the first place. And so that's a great danger for the next generation, the generation that has received this struggle. So let me encourage you to embrace this struggle and see the greater perspective of liberty, of freedom that we're struggling and striving after. And it's pivotal then that the next stage, the next phase. So and of course, for parents, it's that you don't give up and you don't quit. Right. You stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set you free. You put your eyes on Jesus Christ. You don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You stay the course. You stay following Jesus Christ. The third phase, which is the maturing phase, is the critical phase then for the success overall of liberty in education. And that is, when you get into the maturing stage, if you make it through the first two phases, what are you going to do? You're going to reap a harvest, right? Freedom with responsibility always reaps a harvest by God's grace and blessing. And so there will be a harvest that will be reaped. America has reaped that harvest tremendously. You know, according to God's design, Lord only knows, may reap a harvest, even though a lot of people are going to be against them. They just left the system. They'll reap the harvest if, by God's grace, they are faithful to the foundational principles of liberty, which is obedience to God and His Word, His principles, His truths. So the next phase is when everything is going well, when freedom has produced a responsibility that begins to bring a blessing. And now there are leaders, and now there are families, and now there are resources, and now there are tools and wisdom, and families are beginning to experience a renewed generational connectivity. Covenantal relationships begin to grow. Marriages begin to be strengthened. Children are honoring parents. And that multi-generational strength kicks in that has been diminished and destroyed in our country and in our culture. And we see, wow, freedom works. We see Deuteronomy 6 is an incredible paradigm. We see how Jesus made disciples. We see the importance of the Great Commission. As we begin to see these things, there is a great danger And Deuteronomy 6, the other part of the chapter, identifies that. 6 of Deuteronomy, verse 10. So it shall be, when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full, then beware. And so this is the warning to the successful generation, to the generations that received this blessing, that have received this liberty, that have received the freedom and the blessings that come along with that. Beware. Beware lest what? Lest you forget the God who gives liberty. Beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Beware of the one who led you out of this slavery. You forget sight. You lose sight. We lose sight of the purposes. We lose sight of those perspectives that brought us to this good land in the first place. Beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are all around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. Liberty is always a two-sided coin. And the other side of that coin is always responsibility. With liberty comes responsibility. And with freedom, there's always the temptation to forget that our responsibility is to God in obedience to his word. That's what brings us into slavery. That's what's brought us here in the first place. So let us stand fast in that liberty. Let us stand fast in the understanding and the commitment that educational liberty must be used responsibly. Our prayer for the next generation is that the Spirit of the living God would burn that into your heart. Right here, right now, even this night. You have been given freedom. You're not being shipped off into the government school system. You have the freedom. Are you using that freedom, young person, to pursue Christ? To be responsible in your education? Even if your parents may lack some resources or some character or some discipline or whatever they may lack, are you being responsible to turn and guide your heart into the way of wisdom? Educational liberty must be used responsibly. And I'll close with the words of Jesus in John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's use this liberty responsibly.